Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. As we are entering the holiday season, we have much to consider that relates to our mental, physical, and financial health. We have a choice to create a healthy, wonderful, blessed season, or one where we get sick, either mentally, physically, or financially. As always, the choice is yours. The reason this topic is so important to me is because of who I am, what I am doing, what I have experienced, and because I care so much about people that I choose to believe in the good and want to help prevent tragedy. My name is Denise Thompson. I've been in the health field for over 50 years and have seen situations that could easily have been prevented, hence my passion to create awareness. So the first of the holidays is going to be Halloween, and that's going to be in 17 days. Can you believe it? Oh my. So where does Halloween actually come from? It's the evening before the Christian holy days of All Hallows Day, or also known as All Saints Day, on November 1st. Now, there are some things we need to consider, or get to consider even better. Number one, fun, carving, decorating, baking or cooking with pumpkin, trick or treating, crafts, writing poems, and many more. Two, eating too much, trick-or-treating without supervision, not being careful what we receive, having the goodies screened by the police to be safe is really advisable. Three, follow the safety protocol in your area. Four, use common sense. Don't enter any homes or cars where you are not familiar with the people, or worse, you don't even know them. So let me give you a few facts and statistics and things to just really prepare you for a very happy and safe Halloween. I did go to the CDC webpage to find some things, and I found some with the vaccinatedlacounty.com, I found on the public health, I found having a spooky and COVID-safe Halloween, guidance for families and individuals. And I thought this would be actually appropriate to share some of that with you, because if you don't hear it from me, I don't know if you will hear it from anybody else and really resonates with you as much as when I present it to you, because you do know by now, after over 6 years of hosting this show, that I care, that I really, really wish everybody the very best. So some of the guidelines are, it says, this guide has suggestions on how to reduce your risk of COVID-19 while celebrating Halloween. It was actually printed on 10/6/21, so that was 8 days ago. Okay, so it's pretty recent. All right. When planning your Halloween activities, think about your and your family's level of risk and remember where COVID-19 spreads more easily, which is in closed spaces with poor airflow, in crowded places with many people nearby, and with close contact settings, especially where people are talking, laughing, screaming, and breathing heavily close together. If there are unvaccinated persons in your household, choose the safer Halloween option. This is especially important for unvaccinated older adults or people with certain medical conditions, or vaccinated persons with weakened immune systems. Visit the Reducing Risk website to learn more about staying safe and preventing the spread of COVID-19. Get vaccinated now to be ready for Halloween. If you and or your family are eligible for COVID-19 vaccination, make it a priority to get vaccinated as soon as possible. This will provide extra protection while celebrating the holiday. Get vaccinated against the flu as well. Save for Halloween options, situations where it is easier to keep a distance from others. Wear a face mask correctly and avoid mixing with a lot of different people, especially if you don't know their vaccination status and recent risks. Ideas for safer activities include a scavenger hunt. Give your kids a list of Halloween-themed things to look for outdoors, like different types of decorations. Keep a distance from people outside your household. Hold a virtual costume party online. Exchange candy with families you know. Drop off a Halloween treat at the doorstep to surprise the kids. Trick or treat inside your home by hiding candy for your kids to find. For a fun surprise, hide yourself too. Have a spooky movie night or a Halloween craft or pumpkin carving party with the family. Organize a neighborhood costume parade outdoors. Don't forget to physically distance. Bring and wear a face mask in case it gets crowded. Trick-or-treating. Door-to-door trick-or-treating brings many different households into close contact, especially if people gather on doorsteps and walkways or congregate at popular sites. Trunk-or-treating, where the trick-or-treaters go from car to car instead of door-to-door to receive treats, can have similar risks. Here are ways to make these activities safer. Trick-or-treaters. Keep your group small. Limit your group to your immediate household or to a small group that you know well. Avoid mixing with many different families. Don't be afraid to ask about people's vaccination status and recent risks before deciding who is safe to trick or treat with. Wear a face mask. Be creative and make your face masks part of your costume. A costume mask is not a substitute for a face mask that protects against COVID-19. Do not wear a costume mask over a face mask. It can make breathing more difficult. Wear a face mask if you are in a crowded outdoor place and if you must be indoors with others. Make sure that everyone in your group wears a face mask consistently and correctly if your group includes different households, especially if there are people who are not fully vaccinated. Keep your distance from other groups of trick-or-treaters. Wait on the sidewalks at least 6 feet from other groups. Don't gather with other groups on porches and at front doors. Keep hands clean. Carry hand sanitizers so that kids can clean their hands while trick-or-treating. Remind kids to not eat or touch their face with unclean hands. Be flexible. If a house or street is crowded, come back later or go to another less crowded street. Avoid indoor spaces. Wear masks at all times when you are indoors with people from other households. Treaters. If you want to give out treats, think about the level of risk you're willing to take. If you greet people at the door, you will be in close contact with many different people. If you are not fully vaccinated or you are at risk for getting sick from COVID-19, opt for safer Halloween choices. Reduce risk when giving out treats. Give out treats outdoors. Set up a grab-and-go treat station outside your door. Place goodie bags at least 6 feet away from you for families to pick up. Wear a face mask if you answer the door to trick-or-treaters. Consider wearing a face mask that provides a higher level of protection, such as an N95 respirator or double mask. Wear a cloth face mask over a surgical mask. Use tape to mark spots 6 feet apart on the way up to your door where people can wait. Use fun ways to give the candy while keeping your distance, such as sliding the candy down a wrapping paper tube into trick-or-treat bags. Halloween tips for all ages. Halloween is not just a holiday for kids. So here are some tips for teen werewolves and adult ghosts and ghouls. Keep gathering small and outdoors. If it must be indoors, improve the airflow by opening windows and doors if it is safe to do so. Avoid indoor haunted houses where people may crowd together and scream. People spray tiny droplets when they yell or scream. The droplets can build up indoors, increasing the risk of spreading COVID-19 if someone is infected. Avoid crowded places. Being in crowds, especially indoors, puts you at a higher risk. Wear a mask, a face mask. Incorporate a face mask that covers your nose and mouth snugly into your costume. A costume mask is not a substitute for a face mask that protects against COVID-19. Wear the mask whenever you are inside with other people or in crowded outdoor spaces. Be flexible. Be willing to change your plans or leave if you feel uncomfortable or find yourself in a place where COVID-19 can spread more easily. For example, indoors in a loud, crowded bar or restaurant with a lot of people who are not wearing face masks. Thank you for helping to reduce the risk of COVID-19 for neighbors, children, and everyone in the community. Have a happy and safe Halloween. And I think I did add that link. I'm not sure, but I think I might have added that link for you in the transcript so you can get it. Then the CDC says some other things. The latest was posted on October 4, 2021. And it says CDC pulls holiday recommendations. We'll share additional guidance soon. So, yeah, what you need to know, the Center of Disease Control and Prevention took down the page on its website with guidance on how to celebrate the upcoming fall and winter holiday safety, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to it. The content is in the process of being updated by the CDC to reflect current guidance ahead of this holiday season. So go back before Halloween to the cdc.com and check, see, what is the guideline? Oh, yeah. I just put in CDC guidelines and it popped up. So do that the closer you get to it to get the latest updates. But here it says, the content is in the process of being updated by CDC to reflect current guidance ahead of this holiday season. A CDC spokesperson said in a statement, the page had a technical update on Friday, but doesn't reflect the CDC's guidance ahead of this upcoming holiday season. CDC will share additional guidance soon. As of Tuesday morning, the holiday webpage redirected to a general COVID-19 information page on the CDC's website. The previous guidance from the CDC said the safest way to celebrate is virtually. People who live with you or outside at least 6 feet apart from others. The CDC also offered a list of suggestions for how to safely celebrate the holidays during the pandemic, including video chat parties with family and friends and outdoor parties with everyone distanced at least 6 feet apart. The guidance did not directly address Halloween events such as trick-or-treating, which was just weeks before the October 31st holiday. The new developments come as a surge in COVID-19 cases driven by the highly contagious Delta variant has subsided somewhat but the holiday season could see another surge in cases as weather turns colder and family and friends gather for holidays indoors. According to CDC data, the number of new COVID-19 cases fell 36% from September 1 to October 1 to a seven-day average of 103,422. But the worst wave of the pandemic followed Thanksgiving and Christmas last year. So it's yet to come. The colder it gets, the more people are gathering indoors, the higher the likelihood that we're going to have a brand new outburst or outbreak. In an interview with the CBS Face the Nation last week, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said she thinks children should be able to go trick-or-treating this year if they are outside and in small groups. Asked Sunday about Christmas, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and President Joe Biden, chief medical advisor, said it is just too soon to tell whether gatherings should be limited. We've just got to concentrate on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks and months and say what we're going to do. So there's so much stuff there. I can tell you from personal experience what I just witnessed over the last few weeks. I live in Long Beach, and I like to ride my bike along the shore in the bike lane. And over the last few weeks, the lineup of freighter ship has increased. It is so long. People are waiting and waiting, I mean captains of the ship, to get into the harbor to unload and reload. And it is slower than molasses. Why? Because the safety rules are increasing, and we want to definitely hold the pandemic down. We want to keep it at bay and not expose it to more. So this has been really very sad for me, actually, to see that the whole ocean that is so gorgeous and so beautiful is just literally cluttered with freighter ship who can't even get in the harbor. It is so slow for everything, and this is not the only one. So there are more harbors that have issues, and things are going to slow down in the stores again because the ship cannot unload unless they can actually take the cargo off the ship. And presently, that, as I said, is super-duper slow. I'm not saying it's not happening. I'm just saying it's super duper slow. And I do have it from a very reputable source and personal observation, being down there twice a week and seeing what's happening. Even the cruise ship can barely get in and out. It takes them forever. So everything takes longer. Be aware of what you're doing. Be proactive. Help to reduce the problems and make it worse. Help to increase health and to guide people. Be compassionate. Show them that you care and that we want to definitely do what it takes to slow everything down. So some of the things that I said before, we can still have fun. It doesn't mean we have to live in jail or in prison physically or mentally. Not at all. There are other ways of having fun. Again, host a video chat party with family and friends, sharing the celebration. Plan a special meal with people who live with you, inspired by the holiday or event. Have an outdoor celebration with everyone, at least 6 feet apart. There are places where you can put tables up so you can easily mark a 6 foot distancing. Physical distancing, so you can be safe. I mean, do some pumpkin carving. Have, you know, maybe two children to a table, depending on how big the table is, with two adults to observe and make sure the children are safe. I mean, there are so many fun things. Write cards, make cards. Come up with some other ideas. Write some poems. or start reciting some poems. If you go to Google and you Google holiday poems, there is a slew of them out there that you can actually use and read. I mean, some of them are fun and some of them are not too fun, but let me see, there is one here. It just says, if you were, happy Halloween to you. Get ready to wear a costume so new. Be what you desire, a cat or a vampire. Have a rocking time, ring like the chime. Boo, boo, Halloween is here. That's a fun one, and it has a cute little picture with it. There's, I mean, so many others. Oh, this one is a cute one. I wish you the same. I am not afraid of deadly sight. Where spiders make their way, where ghosts also say, that is Halloween today. Wish you a happy Halloween. I mean, there are some that are there. Now you can start making your own. You can cut out figures and make your own cards, or you can draw, or you can, you know, there's so many ways that you can have fun that you do not need to expose yourself to getting sick. And that is actually the deepest, most sincere message I have for you. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Protect the people who come trick-or-treat. If you do not want to hand out anything to avoid getting exposed to people who might stop by and might carry the virus and not even know it, don't turn on the lights. Keep it dark. Go to bed early. If you want to hand it out, maybe you want to have a shoot where you can put one package at the time down for each child and just wait till the next one's there. Or you can have rubber gloves or latex-free gloves out there for them to wear to pick up something. I mean, there are so many ways. Be creative. Find ways that work, that make everybody happy, because we really do not want to create another string that's worse than the Delta was. And that one was worse than the COVID-19. So every time these virus strings mutate, they get more severe. And that is not what we want. We live in a country that is so amazing, so wonderful, has so much to offer. Everybody has an opportunity to do something, be someone. It all depends on how you look at it. So I just wish everybody the very best, the safest and happiest Halloween ever. And let me know what you've done. I would love to hear. And the person who sent me the most incredible story with what they've done, maybe a few pictures to show what's been happening, I think I might come up with a nice little prize for that, just so we have some interaction. I would love that. I have also another, I have the Public Health LA County Gov website there, so you can just highlight it, copy and paste it into the URL, so you get those two things to look at. And definitely go back to the CDC guidelines next week or so and see what the updates are for a happy, healthy Halloween. Now, for you, for in general, if you are a person who strives to improve your health, be it mental, physical, or financial, and you feel up to sharing with me, I would love to offer you a free health reset goal session and just talk to you about it, ask you a few questions with your permission, and see how I can guide you to that. Or I also have an e-newsletter. That's an email newsletter, a healthy newsletter with a nice healthy recipe and some activities and some other valuable information. If you choose to get either or both, please email me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. It's written down in the transcript. Just highlight, copy, and paste it again so you can use it. You can give me comments. You can ask questions. You can make suggestions. Or you can ask if you could be a guest at my show. If you have anything to offer, that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And let me tell you, I can almost guarantee you anything we do, we can relate to one, two, or all three of them. So there is a chance for everybody who seriously wants to be heard, has something of value to share, to be on my show. And I would love to have you. So just let me know. Make sure that you put in the subject header capital B, capital T, capital R for Blog Talk Radio, so I can fish it out of the spam folder, as all first emails go into the spam. And then I will get back with you and we can talk about it. Having said that, I wish you all a most wonderful Thursday, great weekend, and a lovely 17 more days till Halloween, 78 till the end of the year. If you want to make changes to your health now, it's time to start. Every day is the best day to start right now. The longer you wait, the longer it takes for you to get to your goals. So having said that, I wish you all the best. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.